4th and 20 Podcast. Fire. Jail. Talking sports. Let's go.
4th and 20 podcast, where the sports content is all facts. It won't charge us like the offense in Los Angeles to watch it. So be caught up with your hockey, with your football, with your soccer, with your baseball, basketball, your wrestling, pro leagues, and your college. It is all there brought to you by Fiats and JL. Keeping you updated with the greatest in town on sports willingly. So listen to the facts that they tell and enjoy the show. Kick back, force out.
Welcome to the 4th and 20 podcast.
4-2-0 Where Frank and Fiats will talk sports, and I'll watch Fiats' daddy play some football.
Yeah, Bruce Rapino's he's at a Hooters at an undisclosed location.
We can disclose his location, yeah. In the undisclosed.
Exactly. But as we're recording this, we're watching the
champs.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers play the Dallas Cowgirls. The Cowboys fans. But before we get to football, because it's gonna be our first week of predictions. But before we get to football, there was a big event on Sunday.
Huge event Sunday night.
We had all out.
Yeah.
And
All Elite baby.
We had CM Punk's first match in 7 years.
Good match. I enjoyed it.
It was a solid. I'll give Darby Allin a lot of respect. He carried the match, but he
was smart. They said they'll bust it open too. Is they took it slow at first. It was a slow paced build.
That's what threw me off.
Beautiful.
I didn't expect them to do that.
And it's beautiful. And that's what. And then he said that's the pro that CM Punk is, because you know you need to do that in your first match back. That's how you not show ring rust.
Exactly.
You build the match up as it goes.
Yeah.
I thought it was fantastic. One of the probably best pay per views that probably the best pay per view they've done. One of the best pay-per-views we've watched in a long time.
I would say to this day it's the best. It probably is the best one.
I would say the only one that's comparable is the first Double or Nothing, just because it was so new and you know what I mean? First ever show they ever did, really.
But with the matches in this one and the storylines in this one, surprises.
The four surprises were unbelievable.
I guess four.
Yeah, well, you think Suzuki.
Suzuki's
crazy walks out. Ruby Soho.
And then
Ruby, which is Ruby Riott or Heidi Loveless.
All right, that's wild. Right? Now she's a number one contender. And then you think it's just ending the show with Adam Cole, baby?
Oh, because they threw us off.
Who we just watched in NXT 2 weeks ago.
It felt very like Lex Luger. Obviously, Lex Luger,
Yeah, you're right. That's a good.
I was also thinking of Rick Rubin. They threw us off because I'm thinking, okay, he's gonna come out and like. In back of my head, I'm like, he's gonna be with them. He's just throwing off that he's gonna actually fight the Elite, and then he super kicks
Jungle Boy.
Then it was Jungle Boy. Yeah. And then he celebrates it, and then they're talking. Kenny Omega's like, nobody's as good as me. And then
the song hits.
Bryan Danielson,
the American Dragon, is back.
Crin's back in wrestling.
In pro wrestling.
Crin is back.
Grin is back.
Mr. Big Chest is back, my ass!
That was a nice catch. But it looked very much like Brock Lesnar with the little ponytail on top with the beard.
Man, that was unbelievable. All Elite Wrestling is literally the best wrestling company in the world right now.
And the thing is, with another rumor of a certain person
that. Some rumors over the internet.
You know, with a guy that. It was very scary in WWE.
Stay tuned. More
so
to come.
So we can see what happened. But it changed the landscape of wrestling.
Oh yeah, it was wild.
A lot, because WWE again still has their guys and whatever thing. But the problem is the storylines are kind of.
And they're changing NXT when nothing needs to be changed.
No, that's the problem.
And even though NXT was still good this week, I could feel the changes.
But the thing is too now that because Kevin Owens. His contract's up in January.
Now.
And there's also, tweets or whatever, and he's done this shit before where he's teased it. So, he can still be teasing it. But he put coordinates on a tweet, and apparently it was the coordinates of, because he was in a faction with certain guys that are in AEW, And they're like, oh, like the coordinates is to, I can't remember where it represented. Okay. Something like that, right? So I was like, oh. But again, I think it's teasing. Because I don't think Kevin Owens, I didn't think Cole would go anywhere, but it's a little different. I still don't think Kevin Owens is going anywhere.
I can't believe Bryan Danielson. Because that is now his name.
That's not his name.
Again.
Yeah, again.
He's not in WWE anymore. He's in AEW. That's fucking awesome.
And to see him in the ring this past week with Omega was weird. Because like, I didn't think it was going
to
happen.
It's still weird to me when I see the highlight of him coming out. It's like, this doesn't make sense.
Like, Adam Cole's not so weird.
No.
Because like,
even though it's still kind of weird.
It's weird because of how long he was in WWE.
It's more weird for, obviously, Bryan Danielson. When you look at it, it's like, whoa.
But at the end of the day, the reason that none of these are actually too surprising, most of these guys that we're talking, like the Adam Cole's, Daniel Bryan, CM Punk, they were indie guys.
Yeah.
Who went to WWE.
Yeah.
So them leaving doesn't surprise anybody.
Not really WWE guys.
Andrade leaving doesn't surprise me. Aleister Black, the only one that's surprising was Miro, but it wasn't surprising because they weren't using them. They were fucking. Most guys that left were either indie guys. Like, none of the guys that left.
Surprised though is Bryan Danielson, absolutely. Oh, 100%.
Only because, the name, how long he was in WWE, yeah, all the stuff he did in WWE.
It's crazy.
It's wild that
he was just in the main event of WrestleMania 5 months ago.
Yeah.
Right? Wild.
Literally. And now he's probably going to...
5 months ago?
April.
June, July, August. Who's left? There's a guy. There's nobody left.
Roman Reigns.
The thing is, there's guys left, but...
Too easy.
That's good for
fantasy. Your father is really good at football.
It was good for fantasy. I got double fantasy there.
I know.
That's double fantasy. Sorry, Corinne, if you're listening. Sorry, Corinne, but that's double fantasy. But, No, there's guys left at WWE. The problem is they don't use them properly. Like, the thing is, they have, even after losing Daniel Bryan, Adam Cole, they have so many names still. Unfortunately, the writers are brain dead.
Oh, it's fucking terrible.
Because
writers are terrified of Vince.
Yeah, well, the problem is they're not terrified of Vince. The communication, they've explained this, the communication is not good. Like, from writers to Vince,
but you know what it is?
There's too much in between.
Again, this is a busted open thing. Again, I look at Tom all Tom C. I listen to Busted Open. Oh, Don just wrote it in the chat.
Oh, that's why.
I read it. I listen to Busted Open all the time, and they even say you can tell WWE is going towards a more kid friendly show.
Yes.
When you watch Raw, it's all kids, and that's why it sucks. Because at the end of the day, this is what I don't like when people tell me this. Well, it's all about kids, you know, this or that. Okay. Well, I was fucking 7 years old, 8 years old. You guys are about 8, 9, 10 years old. Stone Cold Steve Austin's chugging beers and stunning his boss. And Mick Foley's flying off cages.
Stunning
and
every McMahon.
And guys
Every
single McMahon.
Beating up Vince in the hospital. Yeah.
Guys are calling people names that we cannot say online now.
No names. Like, we can't say any of those names.
I'll take it from here, nurse. Yeah.
People are flashing. DX. Personal items of their body.
Yeah, to DX mainly at the time.
DX are doing things like... Like, what we were watching in the late 90s, to me...
Vince's unconscious daughter.
Right?
Triple H, yeah.
I do!
Oh, that's so good.
We should be messed up in the head compared to what people say now, what they see on TV.
From the... that's a thing, man. Like, the shit that we saw, you would think we'd all be fucking, like,
so when they try to tell me they're trying to get kids into the show...
No.
You can get kids into the show. Why? Because we were into the show. In 1997, 1998, 1999, 2000.
But the only thing is with that, it's just kids are different now. Unfortunately, no,
parents are different now.
But that's kind of where I'm going when it comes to kids are different. Like, kids are more sheltered. They're more,
as you get older, you realize all kids are different, eh?
Every 5 years, you're like, oh, this is fucked.
Moving on to end this wrestling talk. Boy, oh boy, All Elite Wrestling. If you're not watching that.
The next couple of years, bro,
it's over.
It's either going to be WWE has got to figure it out, or it's going to be people are going to be watching AEW only.
Shout out to the show Heels. Tell you, it's my new favorite show on TV.
It's a good show.
You haven't watched it yet. Stars, great.
Even if you're not a wrestling fan. Just a good show.
I've never been so invested in a show when it comes to like watching.
You're not a show guy.
I'm not at all. And like, I don't know, they got me.
They do it well. They do it very well. It is fucking awesome. I'll give them that. And like, because there's legit actors, and your boy James Harrison.
Oh, that helps. Steelers football. We'll get to that later.
He's fucking diesel.
Now,
but
Forza.
We had a
nice little week.
A little rough with the two. We're moving over to qualifying.
Moving on to Forza Canada, fans.
That too.
Okay. Canada's doing all right now.
Because Italy, they tie those two games, and then this is where I'm going with it. Okay, this is where I'm going with it.
Drawing the Swiss?
You draw the Swiss, who just drew Northern Ireland, so the Switzerland sucks. You drew Bulgaria, right? And everybody's telling me, you know, I'll say mainly Martelli. We had a talk at the Bocce tournament, which was actually a great tournament. We had a great Bocce tournament this last weekend. But
sponsored a pretty good tournament.
But Martelli's telling me, you know, like, because I'm telling him, Immobile is not a good striker. For Lazio, he scores. I get it, sure. Serie A is different animal. For Italy, he doesn't score. So those first two games that we've been playing, he doesn't score. He doesn't play. Insigne doesn't play. Again, it's Lithuania. They suck. I get it. But Lithuania, Bulgaria, pretty goddamn comparable. As soon as you bring in Keane, you bring in Raspadori, you bring in these young kids, what happens? 5-0. 4-0 in the first half an hour, which is a new Italian record. They've never done it before.
No. It was wild.
So, I get it. They won the Euros with Immobile. They would have won the Euros with almost any striker.
Yeah.
Because Immobile did fuck all.
Immobile got fucking subbed out half the time.
That's what I'm saying.
Immobile was the worst player on the field.
So, he had zero effect on them winning the Euros. If you look
at that starting 11 watching those games, the worst player on the field most of the time is Immobile.
Pretty much every time.
Right?
99% of the time, it was Immobile.
We'll give him 95. Make it
okay, 95. 95% of the time, he was the worst player on the field.
Yeah.
Even the games he scored, which he got two goals.
I hate watching him.
Because he doesn't... And like, watching Keane play...
Oh, man.
Keane, literally, as soon as they passed half, he would play the entire half. Like, so, around the entire half of the field.
How many qualifying games does Italy have left?
Two more. There's only 8 games because there's 5 teams in the group.
They're already first then. They clinch first?
Ascent,
they need one win, pretty much.
Because they play the Swiss again.
Oh, the Swiss. They tie
so as long as they tie or win the Swiss, they've locked in first.
Beautiful.
And I think they play... Yeah. And then they played Swiss, and then I think they played Northern Ireland, I think.
Yes, I think you're right.
Yeah.
And the unbeaten streak continues.
Which is now at 37.
It's going to continue.
So if they win they don't lose the next two, the 39... It's gonna be very tough for another country to match that.
No,
Italy beat was it Brazil's record or Spain's record? One of the
They were tied.
They're both at 30. It was both 34. 34, whatever it was. Yeah. So yeah, to catch that, but they look good. Certain players, you know, like obviously some of these players aren't going to be on the World Cup team. That's how qualifying works.
Yeah, it's what it is.
I still there's guys that weren't there that are going to be there in my opinion.
Tryouts.
Yeah, tryouts. But it was a good. But moving on to a little more closer to home,
then
Canada.
They tied the U.S.,
which is huge,
which is massive.
That was all Davies.
Yeah,
I didn't watch the game.
Davies, Davies is Canada's best player.
What night was that game?
Canada USA was Bocce night, so Sunday.
He literally put the team on his back and he tied that. He brought them back.
Yeah, that's what he does. It's wild. He's fucked, bro.
But I watched a bit of it, and it was just like, that's the first time I've watched them play Canada, or Canada play the U.S. and be like, they actually have a chance to win.
Yeah. Because usually it's like, they're going to lose 2-3-0 or so, whatever like it is. But getting that tie was massive, because then we beat El Salvador, which we should have beaten El Salvador, without Davies.
Without Davies.
And now Canada's in second place.
People forget, like, Jonathan David is really good.
Bro, Jonathan David's good.
Like, he's one of the best players he plays in France, right?
He plays for Lille. No. Is he playing for... He's either Lille or he plays in... I think it's Lille, yeah. Man, Jonathan David's good. I can never say his fucking name right. It's like Escudero. It's center mid. I don't know his fucking name. He's good. Atiba Hutchinson's old, but he's still pretty good. Jonathan David's good. Buchanan's good. They have a team that ain't CONCACAF... You should qualify for the World Cup.
You
should be top three.
Third best team
in CONCACAF. No questions asked. It should be Mexico, USA, you guys.
That's what I hope it should finish as. Really,
that's what it should be every single time.
Their next three games, because it goes in three.
They play fucking 30 games. Like fucking so many games.
Two, three,
is it everybody twice?
Five, six, seven. So there's seven. You play everybody twice. So that's 14 games.
So I guess they got 11 more games left.
Their next three are against.
I'll tell you right now.
Jamaica, Mexico, and
Panama.
So see the key with that. Okay, Jamaica should be a win.
And that's
Mexico's
huge.
Tough.
So when you look at the standings Mexico's right now, tough. When you look at the standings right now,
Panama's second, third, right?
Mexico's at 7 points.
Yeah.
Canada, U.S., and Panama are all at 5.
That's why.
So you got to try to beat Panama or Mexico.
You should
or tie.
See, Mexico is tough. Mexico is like they're
Mexico's
like
legit
Mexico.
Legit.
Oh yeah,
might as well be a European. Like Mexico's a very good fucking soccer team. Panama, you should beat. I don't care I don't care where they are in the standings.
I don't care either.
Fucking Jamaica should be. Jamaica shouldn't be close.
No,
sorry, Jamaica. Like I used to love when Jamaica was like half decent in the late '90s, but they're not. They're no. You have
duck. Come on.
No, touchdown. Touchdown. CeeDee Lamb.
Oh,
I believe so. Yeah.
That was a duck too. An absolute.
He's been
duck.
He's been throwing most of the games. His man, his lot's fucked. If I could even throw. But yeah,
who's down? That's no good.
Canada, and like the thing is, it's November, the World Cup. It's not June, so you have that extra 4 months, whatever it is, for like for play. The only issue is that like I don't know how it's gonna work, like season wise. Like, are they going to stop the season for, like club seasons?
Probably.
Or are they going to just, these teams are going to miss players? Because it's a month. You're going to stop playing soccer, clubs, you're going to stop playing for a month? That's fucking...
Well, at the end of the day, they can just extend it till a month.
I guess that's true, too. But that's where...
You're going to have to at the end of the day.
Because, like, you're not going to play without these players.
It's one time.
Like, imagine, like, all these Italian teams... Not playing with these guys for a month.
Oh,
like,
fuck.
It fucks up the standings. Teams,
right? Barcelona, PSG,
everybody. That's why, yeah.
Liverpool, all those teams
yeah.
are fucking
gone. No, you're gonna have to stop the season. But right? That throws me off because like I don't.
It's gonna be crazy.
I don't like. Not that I don't like it. It's just.
It's gonna be weird.
This is what happens when you fucking have a corrupt fucking organization and Qatar gets the World Cup. Qatar should never get the World Cup.
Yep.
They're gonna make the World Cup, lose all three games.
Get annihilated. All
lose. They might maybe depending who they get, maybe they'll score a goal. I don't know who they're gonna play. Like, what the fuck? That's my only...
Who is the best Qatari football player?
I couldn't tell you any... couldn't name one. I don't only play fucking soccer in Qatar.
I can only imagine how hot it's going to still be there in late November.
That's the thing. But late November is like... It's like regular heat.
Yeah, it's fucked.
Where in the summer, it would have been literally impossible.
Yeah, guys would die.
Because they would have to... Because they would have to make 8 stadiums closed with, like, super air conditioning, which they couldn't do. Considering... Building those stadiums, like 2,000 people died.
Slave labor.
2,000 people died. Over.
Slave labor.
Literally slave labor.
So
to host the World Cup. But it happened in Brazil. It happened.
And no one's ever heard of that country ever in our lives until literally they got that
no.
World Cup.
Well, because I think it's an oil country. Like, yeah, it's one of those fucking, you know, like, it's...
Oh, yeah.
Is it... Because Qatar is what? Africa? Or, obviously,
Asia,
not Africa.
He's in Asia.
It's a tiny little thing, but is it Middle Eastern?
Yeah,
right?
I want to say it's Middle East.
It's got to be how fucking gets the hot it is.
It's crazy.
But
but
before they do that, my dream still, I hope to God Canada makes it. I really want Italy Canada in the same.
Oh, I want that so bad.
Knowing Italy will win, it's not even the point. It's just to see what happens to like.
Oh yeah, this country.
I want it to be Italy, Canada, Croatia, and then like fucking like Brazil or something or like something stupid.
Portugal.
Well, the European teams one group. You can have two, I think.
Could you imagine what the people who so say Italy plays Canada?
Yes.
In a group.
Yeah.
Italy wins 3-0.
Most likely. Right. Something like that, yeah.
When are people going flagging? Right? Like,
I hope...
Are people going flagging?
It's true, like...
Are people going crazy? And how upset would all the non-Italians be?
A lot of people would be upset.
Really,
you know,
really
be,
upset.
As much as Canadians would be upset, you know would be more upset? The hypocritical other countries who would be like, well, if we played Canada, we would like the... Right? So they'd be the most upset.
That's why
I want it to happen, so I can go flag and be like, you know, you guys would do the same fucking thing. Fuck you.
I don't want to see it so bad.
I don't, and I do at the same time. It would be so... I just want to see the reaction to it. Knowing, like, you're probably going to lose Canada, but it's just the sheer fact of, like, how are people going to react? Oh, God. So good. But, yeah, that's a soccer talk. Because there's still qualifying still happening. There's league soccer happening, obviously, but that's a different story. Roma's doing good.
Roma's doing
two games
in.
Pretty good, but we'll worry about that later. Let's see. We can go right into the foosball. Because there's a few things happening in foosball, you know.
Football's starting, but at the same time, basketball and NHL corner.
It's true, they're right around the corner.
But we'll worry about that later on.
Because like. Really?
Right around the corner.
It's true.
Because I haven't followed that much at all lately.
Well, that's, I don't think, not much has happened. It's just more like, his training camp's even started. Probably soccer. Shout out
to the Florida Panthers, though.
True,
yes.
Yeah.
Push of the week. Giving out all those endorsement deals, NILs, to the 200 female athletes from Florida. Wait, is FIU? No,
Florida,
FIU.
It's Florida,
Florida International.
Florida International.
That's Florida International.
I think it's Florida International. Either Florida International Florida Atlantic because it's red and blue. I saw.
Yeah, FIU is Florida Atlantic.
200 female athletes from like all the different teams.
Amazing.
That's
bomb. Mass endorsement deals.
Love it.
That's crazy.
Good for them.
Fucking Ed Sheeran.
What is this idiot doing?
Fucking
weirdo.
But yeah, that's. But see, that's why I was so. Once they announced that shit.
With Goodell.
Who is that?
Which one's Ed Sheeran?
The small redhead.
I have no idea.
The singer. Oh, I knew because he was. I've seen him a million fucking
times. What he looks like? Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, he's a small little British guy.
Who knew, everybody? As you can tell, it's a sports podcast, and I don't know musicians.
No, unless it's Nickelback.
That's right.
This is Chad Kroeger.
But ever since that NIL thing happened, it's the best thing.
I love watching college football now, knowing all these guys are getting.
They all can make money.
What a weekend of college football.
It was good.
Georgia and Clemson put on a defensive fucking show.
10 fucking
points. I loved it. Oh my God, it was beautiful.
Like I was asking you when I was talking, I didn't watch it, but it's 10-3, it's either great defense or shit offense.
It was great. Yeah. It was unbelievable how great both those defenses were. It was beautiful to watch.
Considering it was the only score was a pick six.
Yeah.
So awesome. It was literally a defensive game.
It was fucking awesome. And it's so different than what we see all the time.
Yeah, and Georgia was ranked. Was Georgia ranked higher?
Georgia was 5, Clemson was 3, so Georgia was ranked 2.
Literally, I would say it probably flipped.
And then Clemson just went down to 6.
Yeah. Well, Clemson, you lost quite a few players. You lost 10 fucking 3, so it's not like you got killed.
Yeah, exactly. It was a great game.
You lost to another. It's Georgia, so Georgia's always
Alabama
good.
Alabama looks like unbelievable again, but they played Miami, so we'll see if Miami's going to figure it out.
But they still scored a lot of points.
Oh, yeah.
Bryce and I don't know how they find. They just literally find quarterbacks.
Yeah.
They find receivers. They find O linemen. Alabama might as well be an NFL team. I guess bananas, bro. Oh, no, I do. It's just they're just gonna be dominant for as long as they feel like it.
Speaking of football, the news of the day: T.J. Watt
got paid.
Cha ching.
Highest paid.
Did you hear the story that Adam Schefter tweeted?
He's the highest paid defensive player.
Yep.
Right.
Highest paid defensive player in the league.
Yeah.
Did you hear the story that Adam Schefter tweeted?
No.
So his agent wanted Watt to hold out for even more money. So TJ Watt's getting paid
about
28 mil a year.
Yeah.
I want to say 100 and something. 80 mil guaranteed.
80 guaranteed. I saw the 80 guaranteed.
128 mil overall. Or 112
mil. 112
mil
overall.
112 mil overall 80 guaranteed. 4 years. 80 guaranteed.
It's a lot of guaranteed money.
The agent wanted TJ Watt to hold off for a little bit more money.
Of course.
TJ Watt said, nah.
Yeah.
We're taking this. He walked into Mr. Rooney's office, looked at Mr. Rooney and said, you got a deal.
Yeah.
Shook his hand, signed the papers. I got to go work out now. Boom. Went to go work out. Went to practice.
Yeah.
That is a man I want on my football team.
Of course.
He just got paid. And instead of just chilling and celebrating, I got to go work out.
Yeah.
Cool. He's going to work out. He knows. This Sunday. Big day.
And he got paid because he should have got paid.
Right. He's the best defensive player in the NFL. I don't care what anybody tells me. He should have won the last two defensive
players. That's the funny thing. One of the podcasts I listened to, Fighter and the Kid, Brendan Schaub, he's like, this guy's the best defensive player in football. And he got robbed of the Defense Player of the Year. So, him getting Twice. Paid. Yeah.
Well, he has finished second in Defense Player of the Year voting 2 years straight.
That's pretty well. Who won last year?
Aaron Donald. Well, TJ Watt led the league in sacks, led the league in QB hits, led the league in tackles for a loss. Yet, somehow, TJ Watt was not the Defense Player of the Year. But those three leading categories.
Because Aaron Donald, unfortunately, with the way the NFL works.
Makes no sense.
It's still a popularity contest, even with stats. Stats still don't, unless it's like Peyton Manning, 5,050. Unfortunately, it's popularity. Any kind of close.
Makes me. TJ Watt's getting this year.
Yeah. Oh, if he plays
like for sure. Year, TJ Watt. It's coming. It's time. Push of the week. TJ Watt.
Push of the
beauty.
Beauty.
And Big Ben for saying, give out TJ Watt every money, every cent he wants.
TJ.
Pay the man.
Staying in that division. Not such good news for a different team. Those Baltimore Ravens. Those
sexy Ravens can't keep a running back healthy.
Literally, Justice Hill, J.K. Dobbins, Gus Edwards, out for season.
Your top three gone.
Your top three running backs gone.
And Marcus Peters, top corner. No, sorry, second corner. Fucking Humphreys there, fucking.
Oh, true. Okay, but still,
No, his name? What the fuck's
Marlon Humphrey, yeah.
Marlon Humphrey, yeah. He's fucking unbelievable.
He's bomb. But, and then you lose Marcus Peters for the most likely for the season.
Yeah.
I don't know if that one's official yet. Which. Again, it affects the team only so they are running backs. Like you can find a running back. They signed Le'Veon Bell, whatever. They signed Devonta Freeman. You signed two running backs. Le'Veon Bell was bomb 4 years ago. He was nasty, and then he became a fucking hothead. So for me, Le'Veon Bell is useless.
Devonta Freeman's a bomb.
Devonta Freeman.
Le'Veon Bell ruined his own career.
That's what I'm saying. But Devonta Freeman is he's useless.
Like a plug.
He's useless. He's literally just he's a roster filler. He's your third back now, and just because... Oh, he's technically practice roster still. He was really good for, a couple years, I guess. Whatever. And then, he became the definition of a plug. Sign him to a 1-year, whatever the fucking minimum is we can pay you. kind of deal.
See you at the end of the year.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Next year, he's a free agent again. He'll be a free agent.
Guy's a fucking suitcase.
He's going to be a suitcase until he's retired, that guy now. Until he finally, until he decides to retire,
yeah, he's not.
Devonta Freeman's gonna be a suitcase running like. Le'Veon's the same fucking thing.
They're done. They both chose to be fucking losers now.
Yeah.
So they're both losers. The Ravens are fucking losers. I've already called it. Look, see, I'm already right. My prediction about the Ravens are fucking losers.
It's weird. It's weird to have that many like. And the fucked up thing is the Peters Gus Edwards is back to back plays.
That's fucked up.
That's weird. That's some car. Some it's. Oh, I don't want to say karma. I don't want to say karma.
Something.
But it's something along the lines of karma, because when your owner and you is a little bit of a wean dog, yeah. Shit like this happens. Again, they've won a Super Bowl kind of like not recently, but like you know recently enough and shit like that. But karma comes to get you sometimes.
Sure does.
But going away from the NFL for half a second, I have my push of the week only because it's random as fuck. But like I saw this, I was like, this is wild. So like, I want to get his name right, Ryan Greenhagen.
Ryan Greenhagen.
Fordham University.
From good old...
Fordham.
Fordham, I guess.
Fordham.
Must be Fordham.
Fordham University.
Number 47.
Oh, beauty number.
That's why I saw that too. From number 47.
Beauty number.
Against Nebraska this weekend. Or, yeah, I don't know like if it was Saturday. I don't know what day it was. But this weekend, he got 31 tackles in a single game. I don't know if that's a record. It might be. I don't know what the record is for like
college football.
But so they on YouTube they had an 8-minute highlight thing.
Wait, how many?
31 tackles.
31 tackles.
And I watched it. I was like, I'm gonna call bullshit.
For the Rams.
Is that what they are? The Fordham Rams.
The Fordham Rams against the
Nebraska Cornhuskers.
I'm
pretty sure Nebraska won. I didn't really see. I didn't pay attention.
Yeah,
to the
one. Nebraska won.
But like I'm watching like the 8-minute. It's like 8.5 minutes, and literally like no word of a fucking lie. 31 tackles. And, like, some of these tackles were down the field. Some of these tackles were at the, like, every kind of tackle you can make. Sacks, tackle for loss. Like, he made every fucking 31. And, like, that game alone will get him a trial whenever he wants it. Like, whenever he's done college. That trial alone, that game alone will get him a trial from some NFL team. I don't care what team you play for, who you play for. You got 31 fucking tackles. Some guys don't get 31 tackles in a season.
One tackles.
Like, think about a season total by the end of the year. Guys, because that's Nebraska. I bet you that's how he does. Like every game, he's probably like the leading tackler, right. And that was just one of those games where
guys
like,
trying to transfer to Nebraska. Never mind. Honestly, guys.
He's like, listen, I'm like Fordham's cool and everything, but like I want to play in the NFL. So like, look, I made 31 tackles. It was just
wild. I had to watch the highlight of that for sure.
Fordham University.
Fordham. I think they're one. I don't know if they're D1 or one whatever the one below is now.
D1A.
I don't know if that's what it's called anymore. Isn't it like FC? I don't know what the fuck it's called anymore.
D2?
No, it's not. It's definitely not D2 because they're not. I don't think. I don't
D1A.
Yeah, I don't think D1 schools can play D2 schools. I don't think that's like allowed. To be honest, I don't think because D2 is like.
Can D1 schools play who?
Like D2 schools? I don't think so.
I don't know.
And never seen it before, so I don't like. Obviously, they can play D1A schools, but I don't. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm assuming they're because I'm pretty sure I knew somebody that went to Fordham. Like a player or like some kid I knew that played football. I don't know. For me, it was just wild that
I don't know.
They fucking.
But
you know,
I need to watch the highlight of that later. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, somewhere on YouTube. You learn Ryan Greenhagen. It's not hard to find. 31 fucking tackles. That's the easiest thing to find. But
week one, baby.
Week one. We're gonna have our week one picks.
Week one.
We're gonna have. Unfortunately, producer Pino's not gonna have his picks counted because he's not here.
You did not want to send us picks either, yeah. That's
okay. And we could make the call, but like I think we'll leave this game off because we're literally watching it, and like as we're watching it, I don't really want to make a pick. You know what's
why? Yeah, things are changing everywhere.
So like I'm not gonna. We'll keep the Thursday nighter off the list, but we'll go with and because we don't have to worry about Pino's gambling. There's no spreads. We don't worry about spreads.
No.
Yeah.
Literally, we always pick the winners. We always pick the winners anyway.
No
but
degeneracy.
No. We have no betting tips this week, sorry guys. So game one. Battle of the Birds. Philadelphia Eagles at the Atlanta Falcons.
This is so gross.
That's exactly what I was gonna say. That is just a bad game.
I'm gonna go with the Falcons at home.
Falcons at home?
I'm gonna go with Matt Ryan at home and play well.
It's a dicey one.
It is a tough day.
It's a dicey one.
I was literally going to pick whoever's at home.
This one screams 17-14 or
no, this one screams
30, like 10.
Yeah, like I think it screams like fucking 35, 25.
Oh, week one is literally like week one is you're lucky to get half of them right.
Yeah, week one tells you nothing.
Nothing. We don't know till week four realistically. Especially Monday, now,
everyone's gonna talk about all these teams like, oh, look at this team.
Oh, I know.
It's like, bro, by October, it's going to look totally different. By fucking December, it's going to be totally different.
Jalen Hurts.
You like Jalen Hurts, eh? Philadelphia. I'm only, for this game, only for the, probably only for this game, the way it's made, I don't know. I'm going to go with Atlanta, only because they're at home. I don't trust either, like, I don't know. I don't like either team. Like, I don't, right. Even for, like, the whole season.
I'm literally just picking the home team right
yeah.
now.
All right, another barn burner. We got the New York Football Jets. Shout out, Kryn, at the Carolina Panthers.
Jets at the Panthers.
I can see this game going two ways. Obviously,
it's gonna be 19-17 Carolina.
Because Zach Wilson could go off. Right, Zach Wilson could go off.
He could go off because like Carolina has like a half. They have a half decent.
I'm gonna defense. Go with Carolina. I think Sam Darnold gets a win against his old team. I don't know if they're playing Week One. That's
no,
pretty jokes.
No, I'm picking Carolina too. More Sam Darnold, yes, but it's I don't know, like without losing who they have, was it Lawson? Who they just signed in that tour?
Oh yeah, Lawson.
Right, like not that they have what's his name is like Quinton Williams is bombing everything, but I don't know if they can stop Christian McCaffrey at all.
Right,
like I don't know. who's that?
They got DJ Moore, Chuba. Robbie Anderson. They got guys.
Yeah, they have like and Chuba might get some carries exactly, but Abby, I don't.
But what's his name is back.
For
the Jets,
Mosley, yeah, that's it's something, but unfortunately, there's only so much a middle linebacker can do when the rest of your defense isn't much to talk about, at least not yet.
So we'll see.
Yeah,
I got Carolina.
Yeah,
did I say that?
Yeah, we're all on the Carolina.
We're all on the Panthers.
Here
we go.
All right. Oh God. Okay, we got the Los Angeles Chargers.
Superchargers.
No. At the Washington
football
team until they have a name.
Man, this is a rough and tough game.
This is this is going to be a very defensive game.
But this game is literally, I feel like, the Chargers offense versus the football team's defense.
Pretty much.
Because the other side of the ball is not that greatest.
Whoa.
For either one.
I'm going to go.
Where is it? Is it?
It's in Maryland.
This is tough. I feel like I'm going to go, though, with the football team. I'm going to take that defense to get after Herbert a little bit, rattle him.
Yeah, I could definitely see that.
Chase Young might make some plays.
Chase Young, like that.
Just because, like we said, week one is fucking.
Week one's fucking.
So as much as I think Los Angeles, it's just going to be like, watch Redskins or football team, whatever the fuck their names are now.
Probably the fucking.
Just all of a sudden become fucking.
The Warriors? I don't fucking know. Whenever they
decide. Everyone's all fired up for the Chargers.
Of course
they are. That's what I'm saying, and that's why.
They are every year for some fucking reason.
You know what's going to happen when everyone's all fired up for the Chargers. The woofed.
So you're going with woofed?
Fitz magic, baby.
You know what? I'm going with woofed as well because, yes, Fitz magic will it always... It's especially because he's a starter, the magic happens at the beginning. The Shits Patrick usually comes after he's played about 6-7. Like,
yeah.
They can go 4-2. The Washington football team. It could happen because with Fitz magic, but then easily they can be fucking 4-9. Like it doesn't. That's how that works. So that's second straight unanimous with the Wolves, which is funny. But it's also I guess they're both home teams too. All right, the next game. Okay, we got the San Francisco 49ers at those Detroit Lions. Niners at Lions.
Niners. I'll be shocked if this is close.
Watch the Lions come out.
The only thing with, again, Jared Goff is whatever, but seeing a different quarterback in Detroit will be weird. So, like, maybe, like, oh. But the problem is, like, on that offense, like, they have Hockenson, who's a very good tight end. DeAndre Swift's a pretty good running back. The O-line's not too bad, not great. But, like, who's the number one receiver? Tyrell Williams? And like San Fran has a good defense, so they're gonna pressure Goff the whole game, and like I don't think Detroit's going to run at all against San Fran, and I don't know if Jared Goff can throw to T.J. Hockenson every other play. I don't know if that's possible. So I'm gonna go with the 49ers, personally. What are you thinking there, Warren?
I took the Niners to make the playoffs, so...
So started off early?
Yep. Niners.
All right. That's three straight Niners. Here we go. First game of teams we like, even though, like I said, we're watching Tampa. We got the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, right.
At those Buffalo Bills.
Steelers, Bills.
This is going to be a wild football
game. This is going to...
And I'm going to go with my boys.
Yeah.
The Steelers to come out on top 31-28.
Oh, yeah.
That's
a very realistic score.
Bomb game where TJ Watt starts his Defensive Player of the Year journey again.
TJ Watt's going to have a huge game, but I'm still taking my chicken wings.
You got to take your chicken wings. This one's weird. I don't like picking Buffalo, but I also like they are at home. Oh, Lord.
Bills Mafia is going to be fired up.
They are. I'm going with Pittsburgh.
I like it.
I'm not picking Buffalo until... This might be a spoiler. The first few weeks, I might not pick Buffalo. We'll see. Yeah. I'm going to see how they do. I know they're going to be good. I get it. But part of me still, I have this weird resentment towards the Buffalo Bills. But maybe it's what I feel like people that aren't Leaf fans feel. It's what I feel with the Buffalo Bills in this area. All right, this is an interesting game. Very interesting game. We got the Seattle Seahawks at the Indianapolis Colts.
It's a tough game.
I'll start off. I'm going with Indy.
It's a very tough game.
I don't like Seattle at all this season. I mean, this is the first time Russell's not going to be able to just fucking win off his legs. He's fucking not getting younger. So as long, he can run around for as long as he wants. I think this is the downfall of the Seattle Seahawks this season.
I'm taking your boy, Pete Carroll, if I have. I'm
taking Pete, eh?
I'm going to take the Seahawks to pull it out.
Yeah.
And I took the Colts to win the division.
Yeah, well, it's only week one. And it's an inner...
Yeah.
Outer division or whatever the fucking word is for that.
Interconference.
There you go. Fucking, I don't know words. This is a game. This is game of the week here. Got the Minnesota Vikings at the Cincinnati Bengals.
Vikings?
At Bengals.
Bengals.
This is a weird one. As shitty as the Bengals are, this is a weird one. This one can go either way. I think I know what you're going with.
The Bengals who again? Sorry.
Minnesota.
Joe Exotic, baby!
I knew you were going with Joe.
Honestly, this is a terrible.
Jamar Chase is going to catch 11 passes for 210 yards.
You never took in that Chase is actually facing Jefferson. Best friends play each other
in the game. Yeah, did you see what Jefferson...
See, the NFL ball's harder to catch because there's no stripes on it.
He's also like, they're bigger. It's bigger, he said.
No.
It's just... No, you're just... Oh, he threw a punch, bro. That guy's out of the game. Is that out of the game shit?
He might be.
He literally threw a punch at him. Again, you're worried how much. So why
Jensen always gets guys going too.
Yeah, oh, because he chirps his ass off.
He's the ref. He's
like, oh, shit. Because like, I don't know if he got... Actually, he might have got ejected. I didn't see. But, so you took Mr. Burrow.
That's it.
Burrowing hole.
Joe, buddy. Joe.
Fuck. This is a weird one. I don't like Minnesota either, though. Like, this is not, like...
JoJo.
I don't like Kirk Cousins.
It's not even that. I just don't like that whole team.
Dalvin Cook's good. Jefferson's good. But what else is good? Harrison Smith is good. But then what else is there? I don't want to take Cincinnati, though.
Yeah, I'm going with the Vikings. The quarterback coming back from an injury like that, O-line still sucks. Bengals defense just sucks.
Both teams, like, this game is fucking gross. Like, yeah, this is worse than Philly-Atlanta.
It might be. False.
This is worse than Philly. This is for sure worse than Philly. Both these teams, sure, Joe Exotic. The rest of the teams suck otherwise.
It's personal preference.
That's exactly it.
For me, it's just like,
fuck. You know what? I'm going Cincinnati. I don't even, like, I'm not confident in it.
You heard it first. Jamar Chase.
11 catches, 20 yards.
Take the over.
Whatever it is, take the over.
Any prop that you can find, take the over.
That'd be hilarious. If I look at that stat line and he's even like close to what you said, I'll start
there you
down.
Go. For Pino.
We threw something in for Pino.
Take the over on Jamar Chase and you can find it.
Yeah, you'll find it. But it's not even that bad. It's probably like 4, 5.5. Actually, no, this might be, this is actually game of the week. Sorry, I misspoke. We got the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Gronk, baby.
Gronk. Was that a pass? I'm assuming.
Yeah. Your daddy.
Fantasy.
Your daddy has got two finals.
Fantasy's pretty good so far. The Jacksonville Jaguars.
The Jaguars.
At the Houston Texans.
Thanks.
This is
This might be the worst game of the week.
This is the worst game of the week. But let's, like, not even like this is like, might not even be close.
I don't think Houston's winning many games this year, so I'm going with Jacksonville.
I think one of these teams
is going to start 1-0.
Yes. But who started 1-0 last year out of these two teams?
We all know what happened last year to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah. That's why Houston's winning.
Ooh.
Because Jacksonville is going to be... They're not going to be good. But they're going to do better because they're not going to start off 1-0. That's what I think. And again, close game. I don't see someone smashing.
This is the Tyrod Taylor revenge tour, Fiats.
Maybe. I don't know. Revenge tour. That's dicey. Revenge, I guess.
I'm telling you.
The six games. The guy would have.
Herbie would have never seen the field if that doctor didn't puncture his lung last year.
Yeah, probably. Tyrod fucking Taylor. Oh my god.
Oh, man.
Might as well be fucking... I don't even fucking know. I don't even know what to compare him to.
Yeah, no. Tyrod Taylor.
You taking Tyrod? Yeah.
Yeah, give me Tyrod.
I still think Jackson wins more games by the end of it, but...
I agree.
Just right now, yeah, I would say... Honestly, unless Trevor Lawrence is just like, this is my first game, I'm just going to go off.
Hey.
I'll give him something. He has a good receiving... Like, he has good receivers to throw to. Like, Chenault, Marvin Jones... You still have James Robinson. Like, you got some players you can talk to multiple. DJ Shark, whatever the fuck you pronounce it. Call him DJ Shark. He's the fucking animal. All right, This should be a really good game. We got the Arizona Cardinals at the Tennessee Titans.
I'm real interested in this game.
Cardinals tits.
This is a battle of teams that should be right here, but never end up right here.
I'm really interested in this game.
So am I.
Really, I think these teams are going to be both really. I don't know. I'm going to go with. Who's at home?
Tennessee.
Ooh. Changes my mind a little bit now.
This
is so tough. I feel like Kyler's going to make some plays, though. I'm going to go with Kyler.
Kyler, right?
Kyler. Pino's boy.
Pino's boy.
I hate picking this team.
So do I. That's why I almost don't. I don't want it, like.
Wild.
I'm gonna go with Tennessee. Only because I don't know, like I don't know if they can how easily they'll be able to stop Derrick Henry. Like, obviously it's the first game, like you don't know Arizona's defense, whatever. But I don't think Derrick Henry slows down. Is what I'm trying to say.
Titties.
Taking the titties. Everyone loves titties, even the gays.
Tits for kids.
Here we go. The other game of teams we like. We got the Denver Broncos at the New York Football Giants.
The Denver Broncos.
Now, I'm a homer, obviously, but also I think we're the better team.
The Denver Broncos.
I'm taking the Denver Broncos. I don't care that it's in New York.
I'm taking the Denver Broncos. Because the Giants are not very good.
The Giants are not very good.
No.
They're not very good.
I'm still banking on them winning the division because I don't think the division's very good. But I don't think any team in that division's good. Not even
this
these Cowboys.
Going to be very close, though. I hate to tell you, Fiats.
Probably.
Could be
close because like it depends on Teddy. If Teddy slings, it won't be close. But if he's conservative, it'll be close. Because I don't the
Vic Fangio's a real conservative guy.
He is. He's very conservative. Yeah. With that defense, though, you can be. You can be concerned. It's not the 2015 defense by any means, but it's got the potential to be that. With the secondary, with fucking Von Miller and Chubb fucking playing together for the first time in fucking three seasons.
It's wild.
So we'll see. We have the battle of the in the AFC East. We have the Miami Dolphins at the new look, old look New England Patriots. I don't say old
man,
look because
I'm a Mac Jones guy. I don't know why. I watched a lot of preseason.
Yeah.
And I watched a lot of Mac Jones. He looks great. I don't like the Dolphins.
No, neither do I.
I just don't like that team. I'm going with Mac Jones to beat his old teammate Tua.
Tua.
And Jalen Waddle.
I'm going with New England as well.
Ref.
But.
Waddle.
I'm also, in later on, I'll probably take Miami. But right now, I'm taking New England.
Bill.
Yeah, Bill.
Bill.
Bounce and like, back. I don't think Miami doesn't.
Bounce back, Bill.
Bounce back, Bill. Never mind, Big Baller Brand. We got Bounce Back Bill.
Bounce Back Bill.
He's got to wear one of the hats, the Big Baller Brand hats, but it's Bounce Back Bill on. He's just fucking chilling. Fucking looser.
Yeah.
All right. We got a game that would have, 2 years ago, would have been a barn burner, but I don't know if it is now. Got the Green Bay Packos from my neighbor at the Nolan Saints.
Even last year. Never mind, 2 years ago.
I guess that's true.
Yeah. Rangers.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Packers. Uren Rangers.
Green Bay.
Now.
And then Uren Rangers.
I would love to see the Saints pop up out of nowhere and just start going crazy. It'd be hilarious.
It'd be funny. But
not this week.
It's no.
I don't see this
because
week.
Jameis Winston is one of the worst decision makers the NFL has ever seen. And that's not an understatement. That's not an exaggeration.
No, he has the record for most picks.
He might fucking become a different man this year.
Maybe. But
is it most picks?
In one season.
Or is it record for just 30 to 30?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry. First 30 and 30.
Yeah, I don't know if he has most picks ever. That'd be interesting.
It's close, though.
Not most picks ever.
It's not most picks in one season? 30?
No.
Someone's done more than 30?
Oh, definitely.
I'm checking that right now.
I'm pretty sure Favre had like 35 one year.
Like, I know Peyton had like 28 his rookie year. But I'm going to see most.
Maybe I'm thinking about like Kevin picks. Glenn.
Maybe. Kevin Glenn did a 30. Well, Danny Mack did a 30 and 30. Remember that fucking season? One season QB.
No, he was close.
Okay, no, yeah, he's not.
You see what I'm seeing, Paz?
Yeah, that's a lot.
George Blanda.
So he's not the most. I'll give him that. He was not the most, but he was definitely the first 30 and 30 guy.
Oh yeah.
George Blanda, 1962, threw 42 interceptions.
42 picks
at the age of 34.
At the age of 34. In 1988, Mr. Greenhead, Vinny Testaverde.
Vinny Testicles, eh?
Threw 35.
Vinny Testicles.
For Tampa Bay when he was on Tampa Bay Buccaneers, apparently in 1988.
He was the first overall pick.
And then, yeah, actually, a lot of guys did 30. What a weird stat. He was the first guy to throw 30 or more picks since 19.
Did Favre do it? I'm pretty sure no. Favre do it.
Favre did 29. Favre,
yeah, Favre 29. Most years, 29.
And, like, in 05. Not even that long. Like, long, late into his career.
Think about that. How do you throw 30 interceptions in a 16-game schedule?
It's almost two picks a game.
It's insanity, man.
It's almost two interceptions a game.
It's absolute insanity.
I can't, like, you're just not, it's like you're not even, like, I shouldn't say you're not even trying, but it's weird. It's just like, you're saying fuck it.
Yeah.
You're like, no, fuck it, I think I can make this throw. But you too many times you're saying, I can make this throw when you shouldn't throw this ball.
Yeah, that is Jameis Winston.
No, it is, I know. But the funny thing about Jameis Winston is that, like, everything else, he should... besides the decision making, which is the most important thing at quarterback, he should be a top 15 quarterback in the league.
Yes.
With everything else around him. But because he likes his crab legs and he doesn't fucking think half the time, he's a bottom 10 quarterback. It's bananas. But he could be really good, but this is the season where I just hope he throws less than 20 interceptions. That's my hope for Jameis Winston.
We'll see.
They throw 15 interceptions. My hope.
We'll see.
This might be. I don't know if it's game of the week, but people will say this is the game of the week. This is what I'll say. So we got the Cleveland Browns at the Kansas City Chiefs.
Browns. Hold on for a second.
Versus Chiefs.
The game of the week is the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Buffalo Bills.
No, I'm saying most. That's why I'm saying most people are going to say
now
Cleveland KC is the.
I understand the argument. This might be two.
That's the only thing I'm saying.
This might be two. This could be one, I guess. You're right. I guess they're both playoff teams.
That's the only reason. Yeah, and that's why.
But forget about the Bills and Steelers. Yeah. Anyway, Browns, Chiefs. The Super Chiefs.
No. Not Super Chiefs either. You know, they're really good.
No. I'm calling that because of the fucking
Slapshot
2.
Oh, yeah, true.
What about us? What about the Chiefs? Super Chiefs.
Oh, Lord. So, I can't pick the Browns, but I can, obviously.
The Browns, Fads.
I'm on the Browns.
I hope the Browns win, obviously.
I don't.
My guy, Bake, is coming out to prove a point. He's going to wake up and feel a little dangerous.
Woke up feeling dangerous. I do like Baker Mayfield, though. You know what? That sucks. I've always liked Baker Mayfield, even when he was at Texas Tech before he got to Oklahoma.
You know what? Fuck the Chiefs. I'm picking Cleveland. Even though I think Casey's going to win.
Is Casey at home?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm trying to think, what do they call him? What the fuck's the Muppet's name?
Andy Reid?
No, the Muppet.
Patty? Or Pup? Or
the Muppet.
Kermit?
Is he? Oh, yeah, Kermit. I hope Kermit. Now, I don't want him to get injured, but just not a good game. Have a rough game. Just go 1-1. You can win 12 games if you want. Just go 1-1. Who knows? We got the Chicago Bears at the Los Angeles Rams.
I don't know why this is the Sunday night game.
Yeah.
Don't understand.
This throws me off.
Like, it's a brutal football
game. Like, I get Justin Fields, but was that why?
I feel bad for Andy Dalton.
Yeah.
I don't feel bad because, like, it's just...
Like, that's a dead man walking.
Oh, yeah, of course. The leash is very short.
L.A. Rams. Matt Stafford is going to have a big year.
Yeah, I like the Rams, too. Only I said I think the Rams are gonna be very good.
Yeah, yeah.
Like 14 wins, good. I think the Rams are gonna be.
Personally. Yeah.
Oh, great call.
Give me the Rams.
I know who Pino will be picking. He's not here, but I know who he'd be picking. He would not be picking the Rams.
He wouldn't be picking the Rams.
And talk about a great Monday nighter. I can't believe this is the Monday, but see, like as much as that's the nighter, why is this the Monday nighter then?
This Vegas stadium with fans.
Oh, yeah, true. Okay, so sorry. Yeah.
So that's the only reason it made sense to me.
Okay, yeah.
And then you have Lamar Jackson.
True. So, yeah. So you have the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah.
At the Las Vegas Raiders.
I'm going with the Raiders. Because, though, not even just because it's the Ravens. At the end of the day.
No.
I was thinking about this. One, it's the Raiders' first game ever in that stadium with fans.
Yeah.
Right, so they're going to be rocking. They're going to have a time.
They'll be rocking.
The Monday night.
Losers will be rocking. Okay, I'll
and
give them
now, it makes me even want to pick them even more as the Ravens are literally falling apart already.
Literally falling apart. Like, it's mainly one position, but they're falling apart. Like,
yeah.
To lose three running backs.
Bell's going to come out and...
He might not even play.
Oh, he will play. Guaranteed. He's going to be vintage Le'Veon Bell.
Vintage Le'Veon.
I don't think I'll ever see Le'Veon Bell like that again.
The Ravens have won their last four season openers.
Yeah.
And I'm riding that.
You know the stat I heard today? The podcast, the Steelers podcast, the Browns have not won a season opener since
2004.
Oh,
04.
Yeah. Oh, I heard a crazy
that's
stat.
That's why I remember that
on
stat.
On WGR.
Of course. The first WGR drop of the year.
For the last 25 seasons.
Oh, God.
At least one team that has made both conference games has not made the playoffs the following year. 25 straight years!
So that's
so
Tampa.
Bills, Chiefs, Tampa.
Packers.
So one of those teams are not making the playoffs. Oh. That's fun. That's a wild stat, actually.
It blew me
25
away.
25 years, it's almost like it's going to happen.
The only team... Well, you know what's funny? For all four of those teams, I can't really see it happening because not even because of... Because more of the divisions they play in other than anything else.
Green Bay, KC... Tampa. Who's the other one? Sorry, what
Bills.
Was it? Bills. See,
but we never know.
You never
when
know.
A quarterback goes down.
That's the thing.
That's game
it.
Over,
that's
right?
Any of the, one of those quarterbacks. That's probably what's gonna happen. Sorry,
oh
Jesus,
my God.
That's a rough miss. That's probably what's gonna happen. One of those quarterbacks of those four teams are gonna get hurt at the wrong time. I don't care. To be honest,
yeah,
I don't.
You can pick any season for the last 25 years.
That's wild. Actually, that's a wild like. 25 years is a long. Like if you said like the last like five, like 25 years is a long fucking time. And that's like that's you're going on. You're pushing three decades now. Fuck, that's a wild stat. So you picked the Raiders. You picked the Ravens. How can I? I hate my division so much. Like so much, because if you've noticed, I've taken Cleveland, I've taken Washington, I've taken Denver, obviously. So But see, I don't. I'm taking. Oh Lord, I'm taking the Raiders, only because I don't know. I don't like all these injuries. Even though again, it's mainly one fucking position. I said I don't like all the injuries. But I guess we'll see. And they.
What's this running back's name?
The one that they the number one right now.
Yeah.
It's Tyson.
Is it Tyson or Tyson?
I think it's Tyson because it's the apostrophe.
It's Tyson.
Tyson Williams.
Tyson Williams.
It's gonna be Tyson Williams.
Guy's running for 1,200 yards this year.
I have him in fantasy. I'm gonna have him in fantasy. I literally picked him up for shits.
I picked up my handcuff today.
Who's your handcuff?
Tony Jones Jr.
Who's your starting back?
Kamara.
Oh, he's the backup in...
Yeah, they released Latavius Murray.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
They released Latavius Murray.
Yeah,
today?
I saw that today. Yeah, I forgot about that.
What happened?
He
refused to take a pay cut.
Oh, well, fuck that.
That's a good...
See you later.
Who's going to pick... Ooh, that's a good pickup for almost any team.
Anybody.
As a backup running back?
Steelers.
Baltimore should have waited half a fucking day. That literally would have went better than either one of the ones they signed today. Either one. Because at least
where did Gurley sign?
Did he sign?
I saw someone pick him up in one of our leagues.
Really?
Gurley signed somewhere?
Yeah.
I'd be surprised.
I think Maddie picked him up in 88.
Maddie's weird though. Maddie might have just taken him just to take him. I thought Maddie picked up Le'Veon. Yeah, Tucker isn't anywhere, I don't think. No, he's still a free agent.
I thought I saw someone pick him up.
The Ravens were interested in him too, but they're probably thinking Le'Veon, Todd. Le'Veon's a shithead, but Todd's got one good knee put together, so we'll take a guy with two good knees at least, right? You trust two good knees over fucking no good knees. But I say it every year, but I'm interested in the NFL season, obviously. More for like obviously my team and like our teams. But I want to see a playoff season. That's all I want.
Yeah, we'll see.
I don't care about anything. You can go 9-8. Just go make the fucking playoffs.
Broncos Steelers AFC Championship.
Sure, I'll take that.
BUCCANEERS. Go Bucks.
A winner right now.
See you later.
Thanks for listening.